Hey, good morning. We are back. 921. Got the clouds, 17 degrees on this Talk Around Tuesday. And I got to check in, as we do every Tuesday, one of our favorite segments here, talking with our friends from Red River Communications, talking with our marketing specialist, Carrie Kleingartner, here this morning. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
What's going on? It's always a loaded question, because you always got things going on. What's happening at Red River Communications? What are we going to talk about?
Well, we're super busy. To follow up from our last conversation, we want to say thank you to everybody who did all those speed tests and those letters of support for our grant for the rural Wahpeton area. Thank you, everybody. We're going to be submitting that grant this week, so we're really excited and hopeful for that. And everybody can stay tuned. As soon as we hear something, we will let everybody else know about that.
So did you get a lot of good feedback on that, Carrie?
Gosh, you know what? I was going through the comments yesterday, and the stories that people have, the work from home situations,
right.
Multiple people trying to do Zoom calls or VPNing into work environments, and they're trying to do it on speeds that we haven't experienced since the early 90s.
Right.
So it's kind of eye-opening to see both the comments and the speed test data come in, and it really makes it apparent that this area really needs to be served. So we're glad to be doing that.
There's been a lot of, I call it buffer suffer. There's been a lot of that going on
couple
of decades.
And, you know, people are probably, you probably bought a new TV at Black Friday sales, and you got some new gadgets, and all of those things are going to be connecting to your home networks. And as you do that, that means that your usage is going to be going up. And every time you connect a device, if you see that your internet's getting slower, that's what we can do to help, is to bring that fiber internet and eliminate that buffer suffer.
Well, everything's faster with fiber, and what makes that so? I mean, what are we dealing with fiber, Carrie, that we weren't dealing with before?
People don't know what fiber is. They know we talk about that. It sounds like something in your cereal. But what fiber is actually a glass cable. It's a cable that's made out of glass, and it is a light beam that shoots through that fiber. And the reason that it is so pure and it is so fast is that when you're doing that, compared to, say, copper cable, that light can travel incredible speeds through that glass. And when you're using an electric symbol through the cable that is copper, there's different things that can interrupt it, like weather and electrical surges and lightning and inclement weather. That all affects that older style of technology where we don't have to deal with that. And then on top of that, we bury all of our cables. So you're not dealing with down lines, and you're not dealing with, you know, like when the power goes out, you're not dealing with those kind of things because our cable is safely buried in the ground.
Boy, it just advantages all the way around with this, too. Are you excited when you look forward to the new year, Carrie, and the things going on with Red River Communications? 2023 looking really good.
Yeah, we really are. You know, we're going to be announcing our next build area in the Wahpeton Breckenridge here at the end of December. So you can be watching for communications about that. We're going to be continuing our build, moving to the southern part of the city. So those of you that have been patiently waiting, we're going to be coming to your guys' area next. And then, of course, you know, it's holiday season, so we're going to be doing some open houses. The first one is actually in our Wahpeton office at 522 Dakota Avenue on Thursday. You can stop by, say hi, grab a cookie. If you want to talk fiber, you know I'm always up for that.
Right.
And we'll be doing some great door prizes, too. And then the second one is going to be in our Abercrombie office on December 20th from 2 to 5. Same prizes, same treats and snacks. So hopefully we see everybody popping by on those 2 days.
Looking forward to it. The holidays and Red River Communications. That's a good matchup. Carrie, if people have any questions, they want to know more about fiber, Red River Communications, what you're up to, who can they contact?
Just give us a call at 701-553-8255. 8309 or check us out on the website at redrivercom.com.
Sounds good. Carrie, always a pleasure to talk with you. You're definitely a day brightener. Have a great rest of the week, okay? We'll talk again next Tuesday, okay?
Sounds great. We'll do. Talk to you then, Bill.
All right. That is Carrie Kleingartner, marketing specialist with Red River Communications. We talk with our friends over there every Tuesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr with an Ag News Update. Every year at the end of November, early December, the United Soybean Board gets together and elects new farmer leaders appointed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. United Soybean Board from across the country this year will have 19 new farmer leaders, 24 farmer leaders reappointed, 46 alternates will serve 3-year terms, one new appointed member serving a 1-year term. Newly appointed from Minnesota.